Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information. Well, good afternoon. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego County business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that tweet this button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. And, of course, you can keep up with us via iTunes. Today, my guest is Corey Rose of Local Fame Media. Local Fame Media is the last stop a local business will need to make their marketing journey. Are you spinning your wheels trying to get new business? Have you been burned out by so-called internet marketing companies that didn't affect your bottom line the way you had hoped? Are you dissatisfied with the notion that you'll be stuck in the purgatory of paying for ads for the rest of your business life without building any equity into your website or online business? Many businesses struggle to get a fresh new pipeline of interested buyers, and they have the capacity to take on the business, but they're not at capacity. So if this describes your situation, then you need to take action. Technology has changed buying behavior and created winners and losers. Local Fame Media helps businesses stay in the winner's bracket with proven solutions for businesses that bring maximum exposure and explosive growth. Our search engine marketing platform matches buyers with businesses in the heat of the search, conveying trust and professionalism. Search engine real estate has become valuable to any business, and especially any business that has a location of a storefront in a highly trafficked area or a neighborhood that's historically been for brick-and-mortar businesses. So simply put, he puts businesses on page one in Google search. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, Deb? It is very good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm doing great. It's a little warm, a little humid, but I'm on the coast, and you're on the coast too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
Plus air conditioning, so yeah, it's cool.
Oh, yeah, I have air conditioning. I have an open window and a fan under my desk, so it works.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice.
So tell me a little bit of your background and how you got into the business you're in.
Yeah, well, so I started off really building websites in the early 2000s, and then I came up with a couple e-products that I wanted to market. So I wasn't getting any traffic to the websites that I built, and then Google came out with AdWords. So I dabbled in AdWords, and I became just a little bit above profitable, or above breaking even with the AdWords campaigns that I started, and then eventually started getting folks asking me to help them with their marketing, whether with websites or getting in front of targeted buyers using advertising. And so that's what I did for many years until I was working with a company in Irvine as a software that does software, and I was a marketing director for them. And I did some things with SEO which is really when I kind of discovered that there are certain things that Google really likes and certain things that they don't like, and how to get on the first page of a Google search. And I realized that the most important thing that I did as a marketing director, when you're in marketing, you do, you know, set up for trade shows, you coordinate everything that happens there as a marketing director, you order marketing collateral, you get websites designed, you get designed for different promotions that are going on, manage AdWords campaigns, and then, you know, you might hope to learn or do a little bit of SEO work. So as a marketing director, it was not my primary focus. However, I noticed that those things that did well, which were SEO related, were really the ones that affected the bottom line more than anything else. So I realized what a valuable tool it was to be able to be on page one in Google for a targeted search. And that's really kind of what began my career in starting my own business and doing nothing but SEO and managing AdWords campaigns for clients. And that was kind of the beginning. And I started off small with some local clients here in San Diego, cosmetic surgeon and a construction company, and just got the ball rolling and brought massive levels of success to these clients. And so that's pretty much where I got started and how I got into it, just realizing that any business that hopes to keep their doors open is just going to have to figure out a way to generate those quote-unquote free leads from Google from the organic search. And that is really what, in the intro that you mentioned, kind of search engine real estate and being on page one in Google is, paramount to being in a highly trafficked, nice section of town for a diner. So that's kind of how it got going in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know when I'm on Google and I'm doing a search, I'll go through a couple of pages. I don't stop at page one, but how many, when you've done any statistics or any research, how many people do move on, let's say, beyond page two of a Google search when they're looking for a local business?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it varies depending on the overall number of searches per month. But typically, you get about between 70 and 90% of most searches stop on the first page of a Google search. Usually around, between 25 and 35% of the search goes to whoever's in position number one. And then it goes down to about 15% for position two, maybe 7% for position three, and then down through position 4 through 10 on the first page. But then a lot of the traffic also goes to the ad section up at the very top in the right side of the search engine results page. But when you start getting into page, beyond page one, like you said, certain clients that I have where they have searches that are, number in the tens of thousands, there's plenty of traffic that spills over into the second and the third page. But generally, as a rule, especially in the local, if you're not on the first page, you're not going to really generate any business in any kind of quantifiable amounts that's sustainable. So, does that answer it? It's less than anywhere between 5 and 30% maybe will go to the second page depending on the search.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of social media management for clients, and I have often told them that if they're a brick-and-mortar business that they should be using the Google Plus page, business page, and often that means that they need to have a virtual tour. Can you talk about how, if that's important to have that Google Plus page and the virtual tour so that they end up on the map as one of the map pins when a search is pulled up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're definitely right. So for the local business, especially if you have a brick and mortar and then you have a website that you want to use to generate business or to get the word out, it's extremely important to build that trust in Google so they know that you're not just, somebody building a phony website. They want to And so the thing that you're talking about, Deb, is in order to get that, you actually have to verify the address and let Google know that you're really the person who has a business there, that you're getting the mail, that you're operating the website, that your business is open, that you're taking on new customers. And so the biggest part of building that Google trust is to have that Google local business page set up and properly optimized, not just set up so Google trusts you, but when people land on it and can see your virtual tour, it just makes for a very good user experience.
Yeah, and I just I like the virtual tour. I also have one of my clients, not only with Google Plus, but I also have them using Google Hangouts as well. Can you talk a little bit about video? Because video has become such a big part of social media and sharing. How does video and YouTube help play into your search engine optimization? I'm kind of looking at this from the organic method of what a small business owner can do in addition to having you working behind the scenes, because I know it's a lot more important to have a professional like you behind the scenes building up their search engine and working that magic that you do, Corey. But how valuable is YouTube to a small business owner in addition to their Google Plus page?
That is another great question, and you hit another nail right on the head. A YouTube video, I hope I don't get too technical here, but YouTube itself is the second largest search engine on the planet, second only to Google. And, of course, Google owns YouTube, and Google loves Google products. So you have kind of a win-win there when you have a YouTube video. So what happens when you put a YouTube video on a web page is that that web page, especially if it's a new one, it gets indexed in Google very quickly. In other words, if you want that page to be seen by the search engines and people to land on it, the quickest way to make that happen is to go ahead and get a YouTube video on there, whether it's your own or somebody else's. But if you do use your own video, like what you're talking about in the case of doing a Google Hangout, a Google Hangout is a live broadcast, and you really don't get any post-editing done. It's just what happens, happens. It goes up, it goes live, it gets automatically uploaded to YouTube. And what we have found is that those videos tend to rank a lot better than just a YouTube video that is uploaded as an upload. So especially when it comes to local, if you have a Google Hangout video that you've done and then you embed that in your web page, then you're passing on what is called some page authority to that YouTube video, which will increase its rank in the search engine. So it's like building a link to a website. If you embed that video on a web page, you're building a link to a video that on YouTube domain, which already has an incredible amount of trust or domain authority with Google. So those are super important, and you have a very high chance of converting clients using video, because there's some in the search engine world that say 90% of all search traffic and all media consumption is going to be video by the year 2018. And they could be right. So starting now with your YouTube and your video assets is only going to build your domain authority. Those videos, the older they are, the more links they get built to them, the more trust they get in Google. And that will really help you to lock in your brand and then also increase the money funnels for any business.
Corey, for the listeners, will you define domain authority?
Sure. So domain authority is a metric that is actually measured by a free tool that's provided by Moz. That's moz.com. And it is basically taking a look at the number and the amount and the quality of links and really the number of pages that are on any website. So, for example, Google has all kinds of links coming to it and tons of pages, and they have a domain authority of 100. Blog Talk Radio, as we're looking at it here, has a domain authority of 90. And what that says is that that is the amount of trust that the domain has in Google on a scale of 1 to 100. So the moment a page is launched on a high domain authority website, it instantly will make it to the first page of a Google search most times. So the other aspect of authority is page authority, and there's a combination of page authority that that goes into every web page, and that's when a page itself gets a link built to it, backlinks coming in, powerful backlinks. But it just basically speaks to the trust in Google. So, you know, if you have some good links coming in from your social media profiles. That'll build your page authority, and just kind of you know, spreading that out and making sure that you've got some good links on some high domain authority sites coming into your website. So that'll just build the trust that your site has in Google.
So we've talked about some of the organic things that the small business owner can handle themselves for the most part. Tell us a little bit more about the ways you help professionals get more online visibility that, of course, they can't get. You know, I could say, I could teach you about WordPress all you want, but you may not ever be able to install WordPress. So there's some things that professionals like you just absolutely have to do. So what are some of those services that the listeners may not be quite aware of?
Sure, yeah, that's a great question. So in every situation where somebody is trying to reach page one in Google for their targeted keyword, there are going to be 10 results on page one already, and you want to be one of those. So what we do is we go ahead and pop the hood on the competitors that are already there to see what backlinks are powering up their domain. And then we go out and see if we might get a link from the same places. So a lot of these links are just from putting a comment on a website, or maybe they donate to something and get a backlink on a highly relevant high domain authority page. And so the way that we do this is through a tool on majestic.com, and you can sign up there and get a free account. It's a little bit limited to the number of searches, but it'll give you plenty of good information where you can actually go and pop the hood on your competitors and just scroll through and see where they're getting their backlinks, and then you can click on all of those to see if there's any way that you also could get a backlink on those same domains. And that's a great way to just for any business owner to go ahead and get started on doing some SEO on their own.
Oh, that's cool. So, and now I know you also do pay-per-click, right? And then also, don't you build mobile websites?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, okay. So that's all. So the PPC, the pay-per-click, yeah, we manage pay-per-click accounts. What happens is, so in a lot of cases when a business is working on SEO, before they get to the first page, they might like to supplement their leads. And basically that's just setting up an account in Google AdWords and getting up there on the first page of a Google search, but in the ad section. And right there you're paying whenever somebody clicks on your ad. But you have the potential to generate new business with that. But what happens, Deb, in most cases, is that a business will go ahead and set up a pay-per-click, a PPC campaign in AdWords, and they'll have a secretary in the office set it up and just kind of go after what they think are targeted keywords, which is okay, but the campaign is probably going to be losing a lot of money because every campaign that we manage actually needs to be measured first. There's three phases. We measure it. We get a good sample of which clicks generated calls or generated, somebody to fill out a lead or form or a discovery page. So, and we take a look at your conversion, what you would call a conversion. And then we analyze that data and we go through and see what were the exact search phrases that were typed in before somebody became a lead, and then the ones that became a client. So we analyze all that data, make sure that there's no click fraud. We make sure that there's no negative keywords that need to be added. And if there are, we add some negative keywords, meaning if somebody was searching for SEO in San Diego, but there was also a band called SEO San Diego Band, I would add that for mine as a negative keyword, the word band. So whenever, because sometimes people would click on the ad and it would be totally irrelevant, right?
Right.
So then after that, then it's optimizing the campaign. It's pausing and stopping what didn't work and scaling what did. And that comes through A-B testing of ads, A-B testing of landing pages, and just really scaling the campaign in a way where you can really get ROI on autopilot at that point. So yeah, that's the PPC aspect of it. And then
Let me just stop you there before we talk about mobile. So just for the listeners, you mentioned A-B testing. Can you tell them what A-B testing is?
Yeah, so it's just split testing. So we want to run a couple different variations of the same ad, and we can measure the click-through rate of that. We can measure, which one of the ads is getting a better click-through rate. In other words, for every 100 people that see it, one ad might be getting 2 clicks out of 100 views, and the other ad might be getting 5. And the ad that gets 5 clicks per view, or per 100 views, you actually pay less for those clicks because Google will favor that ad now, and that ad will not only you'll pay less, your ad will go higher, and you might be in position 2 or position 1. So that is really A-B or split testing ads. And then also the same thing on your landing pages. So for every 100 visitors to your landing page, maybe one page is converting at 10% and the other one is converting at 20 or 25%. And you just want to go ahead and make changes as needed and, you know, scale what works and pause what doesn't work.
And then I know you build mobile websites, and that is, we're all going mobile, aren't we, Corey?
It is true. As a matter of fact, Deb, right now 60% of all the local search happens on a mobile device. And Google, on April 21st of this year, came out with a new update, and they announced it before it happened to give people time to get mobile optimized. But basically, if your website does not look good on a mobile device, the text is tiny, the images aren't optimized, it just doesn't load correctly, then Google is going to pull you out of the search for your local search from 60% of your potential clients, which is bad news.
Yeah.
So we actually, I got out of doing websites. Building websites is it's labor intensive. It's definitely not my passion. But what I do is I will take an existing website and recreate it on a mobile platform. And we just put a little piece of code on the website that says, if this is a mobile device, we're going to display a different version of this website. So that's what I do, is I just take the existing website, create a mobile version of it, and that makes Google happy, and it makes the users happy, definitely. And it definitely makes for a better user experience. And one thing that is cool about it is that when the content is updated on the main site, it's also updated on the mobile site. So,
yeah, I know I'm a lot on my phone these days using it for everything. When I talk to people about social media management, I tell them their best friend is that smartphone, because you can manage so much from there. And, and there oftentimes, you know, a question will come up here at home, and it'll be like, well, who starred in that movie? And I'll just run right over to my phone and pull up my browser on my phone and check it all out.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Corey, can you share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about your services?
Yeah, definitely. So you can just Google Local Fame Media, and or you can go to localfamemedia.com, and you'll find my website there. And then the contact page has got all of our contact information. You can drop me an email, Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at localfamemedia.com, or go ahead and just dial 760-515-9885.
And then what makes you different from other SEO companies?
Well, that's a good question. So really, I kind of have been trying to get away from the term SEO because it has become so spammed. And there's a lot of spammers out there that just don't know what they're doing with SEO. And SEO is constantly a moving target. So what we do is we actually have people that study Google's patents, and we've noticed a trend that it goes back to 2001, and Google is moving towards what is called the semantic web. And the trend in their patents gives us an insight into the future of where search is going. So we build all of our SEO campaigns for the future. And every time there's an update in Google, the rankings for our clients will always go up. And the way that we're different from most SEO companies is that we study, we pay attention to this. But we also we take a very individualized approach to building out the right campaign for every client. And this is it's absolutely needed. I mean, the careful attention to detail needs to go into every link that's built to a website. It needs to go into the structure of the website itself and the content of the website. And we'll actually get in and work with the internal team to come up with the right content to fix any copy issues and to get to really help out with the structure of the website. And a lot of SEO companies today are still sending bad links to their websites. And I think about 80% of our clients had their websites penalized by Google. They were nowhere to be found. They were like in the twilight zone of page 4, 5, 6 or beyond for their keywords because they had gone with an SEO company that just did a lot of things that couldn't be undone. Really the majority of the work that we do can be undone, and not that it ever would need to be, but it should be able to be undone. It should be able to be tracked, and unfortunately, a lot of people will get their websites into penalty because there's a link farm that are going out there and just building, having computers build automatic bad links to a website, and then they can't turn them off.
Yeah, so it seems to me there are some things that we as small business owners can do organically, but there's a whole lot of other things that we just need a professional like you to do for us. So let me ask you this. What should I have asked you that I did not ask you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see. I guess I think I kind of went over some things that people can do on their own, but I think I'd maybe just want to give a couple more freebies to your listeners as far as what they could do, if that would be all right.
Sure.
Okay. So what they could do is, you know, you want to make sure to get all of the required social media built in. That's your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Yelp, and a Pinterest page, and so that'll bring links into your website, and also YouTube. And so what you can do with all of those, or the majority of them, is actually link to themselves. So you can build links to all of your social media profiles from just dropping the URL into the description of a YouTube video, and that will add to the page authority and get a lot of that domain authority moving around and moving right into your website. And I've seen just doing that, I've seen that double the rank for several websites, and it's just a really good way to go ahead and optimize what you already have.
Wow, that's a good suggestion. I like that. Well, we're coming up against the clock. It's really been great to have you on the show today, Corey. I've been wanting to get you on for a while now, and I'm sure that the listeners are going to find a lot of value in the content that you've given them. And I certainly hope that they visit your website, localfamemedia.com. And it's just been a pleasure to talk with you today. I just want to thank you for being such a great guest.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, Deb. And keep doing what you're doing and helping folks to get with the times and to make sure that their money funnels are properly set up. And I've really been looking forward to this. So I'm glad we finally got to do it. And thank you so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. And that is the show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk about the show, feel free to contact me at 760-729-6647 or send me an email, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week. North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. please feel free to leave your comments below.